www.ksci.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're talking about the parallels between what happened with Tony Pichet in South Africa and his wife's family and their family farm, the 8,200 acres. And we're talking about race, something that we don't talk about because race is used to divide people. And in on the farm that we're talking about, race was uniting people, okay? Everyone worked together, and it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. So that's why we don't talk about race, because the media uses race to divide us. They use political parties to divide us. We don't do that here at USAprepares.com. Tony Pichet and I are talking about community. And Tony, I wanted to share with you a telephone call I received yesterday. And then let's talk about community building. This was a very interesting call. Just before the meetup, before I was leaving for the meetup yesterday, after the morning broadcast, but before I left the farm for Springfield, I received a call from Drury University. Now, Drury University is a major educational institution in the United States. And they, a lady called me up, and she's from Drury, and she is building an emergency management degree program. Tony Pichet, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Well, this is amazing. Very interesting. So they're building this emergency management degree program. And she called me because she wanted to be at the Get Prepared Expo. She wanted Drury University to be there. Now, who, and I'm speaking of this for a very, it relates to what we're talking about, Tony. Her organization is working with the Greene County, which is the county that Springfield, Missouri is in. They're working with the Greene County Emergency Management Agency, the Springfield Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Red Cross. They're all working together. All of these, we'll call them government and quasi-government organizations. They're all working together to build this degree program. And so she asked me about the expo, and I said, you know, she indicated she wanted to come to the expo as an exhibitor. And I said, I don't think this is going to work. I don't think you'll feel very comfortable here. As a matter of fact, I don't think anyone's going to like it if you were to show up. Because, and I explained how the Red Cross wanted to come to the expo, and then they pulled out. And at the last minute, they were told to stand down by Washington. They said, don't get involved with Fennelli. The Missouri National Guard, Missouri Guard, was told the same thing. The Civil Air Patrol was told the same thing, and the Red Cross, all from Washington D.C. So I explained to her that you know, we've had a real bad experience, and we're not interested in having them come. And she wanted to know if there was a charge. She wanted to know if we would charge them to show up. You know, as if this is a free event, right? For us to put on, and they're the government, right? Or they're the education institution, and they're kind of wondering, is there a charge for this? Unbelievable. Anyway, yes, there's a charge. But here's the point. After she was telling me about all these things that they want to do, I said, tell me, what would somebody with this degree, this new degree, know how to do? And she said, well, we're involved in assessing the situation and determining the type of response, and we'll have professionals. Basically, these are report takers. That's what they're training. They're training people in report taking. I said, why don't you hire me? Now, that was a facetious question because I had never worked for them.
Right.
She said, you know what she said? She said, well, you have to have, you don't have a degree. You don't have a master's degree. And I said, well, actually, I do. I do have a master's. I have an MBA, a master's in business administration. She said, well, you don't have a master's in emergency management. I said, you're absolutely right. I do not. And neither does anyone else.
Right.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Tony, these people are involved in make work. They are not going to be able to help us prepare for anything. I said, you need people that actually know how to do stuff rather than teach people how to take reports.
Yeah.
I'm just venting. Okay, so here we are. These are people who are just more leeches. They're building more government leeches.
I think there's a deeper motive to it, okay? I think they're pulling a parallel-type prepper movement that is wanting to get people prepared, let me just say that. But this is a government-sanctioned type thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the CERT program.
Yes.
Which is put on the same as FEMA is looked at as being a good thing to help you. But everybody who knows anything about the history of FEMA knows that you stay away from them. Because when the government puts its hand in what it's trying to do to help the people end up being hurt. Just in that regard about Drury and trying to help and do all these degrees and programs, I decided earlier this year that I would do, just for the sake of seeing how it works, I would go and join the CERT program, C-E-R-T. Have you heard of that, Vinny?
Yes, it's the Community Emergency Response.
Correct.
Team.
So I signed up for that along with somebody else and decided, well, we'll go and see how it looks. At least we will get good information that if we need to respond, we will go and respond. The long and the short of it is they canceled it twice. The third time we went there to start because they had holidays or they had some other things coming in, and this was a full class, and it was held at MSU. They canceled it twice, and the third time we arrived to attend the first class, and 30 minutes later, the lecturer hadn't arrived. So I sent a stinking email to the administrator and to the organizer saying that my time is important to me, and if this is the way you run the CERT program to be emergency prepared, God help us. And I didn't get a reply. I just received a cancellation notice that my name is removed from their database. So I said, okay. But let that be as a warning to people that if you sign up for these things, I think you have a point about it being a work program, but it's a data mining program. And exactly the same parallel, by the way, is being set up with these farmers markets. People are looking at farmers markets as if it is an innocuous thing where farmer A can go and grow their product and go and sell it at these institutions. I don't know if you're aware of this, but these farmer markets are actually being undergirded by federal funds to offer cheap money to farmers to grow products and get high tunnels and all these sorts of things. And it's going to turn on them in a few years. Watch. But there's a parallel market going up. Well, farmers markets, they're not as free and as enterprising and entrepreneurial as they think they are because this is being overshadowed by what the government is doing, Vinny. Same as the draconian stuff that happened in South Africa with the apartheid government and now with this new ANC government in power with the new laws, exactly the same thing is happening here, sir.
Tony, you mentioned hour number one. You mentioned the word dollar height, and I'm not sure if our class understood what you were saying. Let me spell it for you. D-O-L-L-A-R-H-I-T-E. That's a family last name. USA Prepares Instructors, John Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computer and Judy Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computer. They raised rabbits, and they were investigated and overrun by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They were fined $6 million for raising rabbits in Missouri, and they stood face to face with the federal government, told them to take a hike, and actually it went to the U.S. Congress, and the Dollarhite family won. and Judy Dollarhite wrote a book. It's called Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole, and she's an author. She's a brand new author, and she's going to be sharing, autographing, and signing those books at the Get Prepared Expo, and she's going to be presenting seminars. You know, what we have, the Dollarhite family, the Pache family, Tony, I'm talking about patriots. That's what I'm talking about. You're standing up and you're exposing and you're talking about the truth. But here's, you mentioned the farmer's market. And we're talking this hour is about community. The farmer's market, Judy Dollarhite went to a community meeting. There was a farmer's market in Ozark, Missouri. And the Springfield Farmers Market came in with these committee members, and they usurped authority. They took authority they did not have. They took over the farmers market in Ozark. They are now controlling it, and now the farmers who were selling as a loosely organized group of farmers just growing and selling produce at fair prices, organic produce, that's been taken over by Springfield, Missouri, and it was without a shot. Judy Dollarhite was there. She was on KY3 television. They interviewed her. She's absolutely livid, furious, standing up for other people's rights. I mean, she has no dog in this fight. Okay, none. And she's standing up, and the people who used to run the farmers market, they gave up their authority to run their own farmers market. They gave it up without a shot being fired, without any yelling, screaming, fist fight, nothing. They just gave up. I'll tell you what, I can't stand it. We have lost a sense of community, Tony. And what we need to do is use guerrilla tactics. We need to go after these guys. We need to point them out. I'm probably going to get disconnected from the radio for saying these things. Whenever I do this kind of stuff, I lose packets going to Genesis. But we need to start guerrilla tactics, and we need to point them out. We need to say, here's their phone number, here's their cell phone number, here's where they live, here's their house. We need to stop in front of their house. We need to look at their house and then drive on. And eventually they'll get the message that, you know what, this is uncomfortable. This is uncomfortable. We need to back off. These people are in our face. They're stealing from us, Tony.
I agree. They overtake it. You know, Vinny, even the word community, honestly, has been taken over, like the word gay has been taken over.
Yeah, there's nothing gay about it.
Exactly, and it means something different, okay? Community, I watched a PBS program a few months ago called A Sense of Community, mm-hmm. and the general ethos of the subject was moderation, tolerance, and diversity. That's not what a community is. You go look at the Greek community, you go look at a Muslim community, you go look at a Italian community. It's not about diversity, tolerance. It's about people, a homogenous people, sticking together for the values and the ethics that they believe in. And what's wrong with American people that they don't want to stand up and stick together? They believe the lie of diversity, moderation, and tolerance. And I just don't understand it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Tony Pache is with us, and I'm going to give you his phone number. If you'd like to call him at the store, area code 417-501-1054. Area code 417-501-1054. Down to Earth Foods. Down to Earth Foods. Tony Pache. I'll spell his last name for you. P-I-C-H-E. And we're talking about the parallels between South Africa and the United States, and we're talking about how government and being very sneaky and deceptive and lying and cheating and stealing. And Tony, I want to share this with you. You may not know about this, but the largest television station in by far in the Ozarks got together with the government. And they put on a preparedness expo. They watch ours, the Get Prepared Expo, and they decide they're going to do their own. Okay? Now, what does that mean? So they have the largest television station by far in the Ozarks, and they're running free ads. They're not charging themselves to do ads. They get the venue for free. Okay. So they have free advertising. They don't charge themselves to sell parking, so it's free parking. They don't have to pay for parking. They don't have to pay for the advertising. They don't have to pay for the venue. They don't have to pay for radio. Okay, compare that to us. We spend $10,000 on the venue, $10,000 on television advertising, and way over $10,000 on radio advertising. So that's $30,000 for each event. That's just the starting costs. Okay. For each one of our Get Prepared Expos. They can get it all for free. So who do they get? They get FEMA, they get the fire department, they get the law enforcement, they get everybody together, Springfield Emergency Management. They all get together, they have this event, and they let everyone in for free. Okay, so it's all paid for by the taxpayers, right? And then the guests come in for free. All right. Do they invite us? Of course not. And we wouldn't go anyway. Here's what happened. They got the largest advertising agency in Springfield to do it. And what was their turnout? Marginal. Marginal. It was a poorly attended event. And it was absolutely free. What I'm saying, Tony, is they are conning us. We're trying to build community, and the government is conning us. Here's a fire extinguisher, and this is how you point it at a fire, and this is what you do, and, you know, be careful because fires are hot, and ridiculous stuff like that. And then they get the university to build an education program so they can teach you more of that idiotic first grade stuff.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's build a community, Tony. What do we do?
Well, Vinny, the first thing we need to do is recognize the position we're in, that as a people, we are highly independent. As a people, we don't trust, some of it with reason, but we need to reevaluate that basics. You know, I had a friend tell me the other day, he said, you know, Tony, the biggest problem why Americans have a disconnect between what you tell them and what you're trying to get them to do is the origins of the country are so different in one sense. I said, well, what is that? He said, well, when America was founded, people hit the coast. They lived there for a while, and then they started to head west, and they did it individually. Years later, when stagecoaches and all that went out, they found the people that had lived out in the west. Some of them, very few, were killed, but by far the vast majority had then built for themselves homesteads and all these sort of things. So for them to do it on an individual basis is really part of the core of how Americans think. Whereas in South Africa, when the first people came to Southern Africa, there was, outside of the sand people, which is the coastal bushmen, there were no black people for the first 1,000 kilometers from the coastline. And when they started to migrate north, send out scouts and all that sort of stuff, they wouldn't come back. So that's why the Great Trek started with caravans of people going out as groups, very tight-knit groups, and every night they'd make a circle called Circling the Wagons, or a lager, L-A-A-G-E-R, and they protected themselves because they were marauding gangs that were living in the wildernesses that would come and rape, plunder, and pillage. And in fact, the first tribes that they met...
Tony, hold that thought. Tony, hold that thought. Tony Pache, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals. minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Class, this is gut-wrenching, but it makes my blood boil. Leon Rosby is 52 years old. He was walking his dog, and he was videotaping a police scene when he was arrested for obstruction of justice. He was videotaping the police. He had his dog with him, a small dog by my standards. And he locked his dog in his car with the windows rolled down. This is in Hawthorne, California. Three cop cars. These cops went to arrest him, and the dog jumped out of the window to come over to his master. The police shot the dog multiple times. They shot this man's dog multiple times because it wanted to know what was going on with its owner. Three cops, three cop cars, and they killed a dog. You ought to see these cops. You ought to see these cops. Post is on the website. It's outrageous. I'm furious. Tony, I can see this happening to us. I can see this kind of stuff happening to us. When the cops come, it's not one, it's not two. Lights flashing. Guns drawn. Tony, I've had these guys show up, three cops in front of me, one cop behind me, ready to shoot me when I'm unarmed.
It's just part of the intimidation and bullying, that's all. So,
Tony, I got removed from the radio because I talked about this church that called the cops on me. I can see how this is going to happen. Tony, I can see it unfolding in front of my eyes. And I can guarantee you, I can guarantee you that people will be watching from across the street, all different corners of the street, saying, huh, look at that, look at that. But nobody's doing anything about it.
Well, the society has been suppressed on purpose. They've been told not to stand up, leave it to the police. They've been, you know, people get stabbed on sidewalks and people walk over them. It's all part of the conditioning. It's done on purpose. This intimidation is purposeful. But yet if you shoot a police dog, it's like shooting a police officer. So, you know, yet it's the frog in the boiling in the pot, Vinny.
Tony, these cops, I don't think, are thinking about the end game. And here's what I mean by that.
No, they're thinking about the paycheck and job security.
That's right. And in the long run, we are going to remember who was nice to us, and we're going to remember who shot our dogs. We're going to know who threw us up against the wall, and we're going to know who beat us up. And we're going to remember that. And then, cops, I want you to think about this. Think about this. Do you think when you're alone and your family's alone and everything breaks down and society breaks down, you're going to be safe from all those people that you arrested and ticketed and beat up and jailed? You think you're going to be safe from all those innocent people that got the force end of that nightstick or the taser? Do you think they're not going to remember? Think about that. Knock it off. Leave us alone. We didn't cause these problems. Tony talked about circling wagons.
Sorry,
and,
I lost my train of thought in that break there.
Tony, I'm sorry. Sometimes I just lose my temper. I'm looking at these images of these cops. Tony, there's a cop there. He's ready to draw his gun, right? That's the same image of this cop standing right in front of me. Same dark uniform, same gun, same handcuffs, same taser. The same kind of look that I had standing just a couple feet away from me. These guys are ready to shoot me. Three of them in front of me, one of them behind me, and the guy behind me was there in case the first three missed.
Yeah. Well, even the color of the uniforms, Vinny, I mean, it's subtle. They went from grays and blues, which are passive type colors, to black, which is an intimidating type color. So it's, you know, it goes way back. The training has changed. But it's so subtle that unfortunately the police don't even realize it's happening to them. But it's choices. You know, people choose to do that and they choose to buy bread. But the people just need to wake up. Wake up, make a plan. It's that simple.
I'm looking at this man's window in his vehicle. You know, you can see right through it because it's tinted. It's in California, but it's not so tinted that you can't see through it. The cop cars, they've got a much, much, much darker tint on their windows. Yeah, you try to pull that off on a civilian window, you'll probably be cited and ticketed and forced to go to court for having windows that are too dark. But no, they can have them. Okay, Tony, so we circle the wagons. You know, as we ventured out from going over the white people that lived along the coast of Africa, and if they went into the past their area, they would be killed, right? They just wouldn't, unless they were in numbers, right?
The point I was getting at, thank you for bringing me back on track here. The point I was getting at is the people that were doing it as individuals in America, they mostly got away with it and they were okay. The people that were doing it as individuals in Africa were never heard of again. And as a result of that, when the troubles came in mid-Africa, in southern Africa in the 80s, the only groups that sort of resisted this rolling mass actions when busloads of 10,000, 50,000, 80,000 people were bussed in under the disguise of a rolling mass action, the only groups that survived being taken out were those that stood together in their neighborhoods and communities. But in America, it has been one of the most difficult things for me to try and get people to see, is that the need, you need to stick together. And this friend, who actually happens to be one of the good police officers, he explained this to me. And he said to me, Tony, that's exactly the reason. He's an ex-Marine, a well-read guy. I respect him. And he's a police officer, one of the good guys, and there are a few. His synopsis and was spot on. But now how do we change that? How do we get folks to just look and say, this is not how it was? You know, this is not how it's going to be. You have to do whatever you have to do to try and get a community to stand up and stick together, and not have abuse of power overtake you so that you just succumb and be bullied. You know, I've read all the comments about this article with the dog, for example, that the guy could have done a better job of securing it and so on, and that he was playing loud music as if trying to provoke the police. Those are, for me, are all fringe things. The police, if they were in a passive mode, could have tased the dog. There's a whole bunch of things they could have done. But just because of their training, the training is to first shoot to kill and ask questions later or cover up later. And it's exactly like South Africa was accused by the world. Shoot first, ask questions later. Well, that's exactly what's happening in this country.
And the people who are involved
is the media is with this government. The media was against us when we went to Africa. That's the difference.
The media, say that again, Tony, please.
The media is with this government and they're bullying. The media in Southern Africa was against the government at the time and turned on them and said it's a police state and all of that. Yeah, people are succumbing because the media keep it silent. So the media are siding with whatever the government is doing, which is they're retraining people through colleges, they're retraining people at police colleges. The old guard in the police force recognize this, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Tony, those are exactly the points you summed it up when I talked about Drury University with their emergency management training degree. That's part of it. The police that come in mass, not one. It's not like one guy videotaping the police and one cop shows up. They show up in mass,
they make an example of one to intimidate the mass. It's a socialist way. It works.
And they're doing a great job of it. They really are. And Tony, you're right. There are some good cops. I know a couple.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what. I don't know anybody who drives along that doesn't hit the brakes when they see a cop car. I don't know anybody.
Oh, that's true, because of the intimidation. But you see, do we do as a community? Do we accept this?
No.
Or do we do what they're starting to do in Egypt? Is say enough is enough and stand up and rise up.
Let's stand up. Let's stand up right now. Let's stand up and say enough is enough.
I have been doing that. And people say, well, Tony, why aren't you doing more? I said, well, why don't you get off your ass and do some more? Because you're an American. I'm a naturalized American. And I'm seeing what's coming and standing up for what the values and what I see, which is right is right and wrong is wrong. And a bully is a bully. And I do support the underdog. I believe everybody has a right to be exercised, and if the bullies refuse to have the little man say he's right, I stand up for the little guy. So I believe I am doing my part, but the vast majority of Americans, including the prepper group, are not. They're coming, they're taking information, they fight. compiling the information, but they are not translating it into anything. Vinny, I've said this in your group. I'm saying this now again on the radio. People need to just meet together and discuss what to do. Build these communities. And I don't care if it's a tight-knit community. Stand for the things you stand for. And stop believing just the radio talks. Stop believing me. Just find out what it is you value, what it is you, stop believing you. Find out what your ethics are, what you stand for, and then stand. Don't let them intimidate you. Don't let them come on top of you, because silence is going to be assimilated.
Tony, what you're saying, I'm listening to every word, and I'm thinking about the expo. You know, we only had 6,000 people come to Expo number 5. I'm sorry, Expo number 4 on Saturday, and 6,000 on Sunday. Expo number 5 had about a 25% decrease. There was an expo in Denver. It was called the Doomsday Expo. On Saturday, they had 30 people. What the heck is going on? What's going on? Class, take a stand. Take them out of your pocket. Grow a set. Whatever you have to do. Let's stand up for what's right. Right now.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I just called the city of Hawthorne, California during the commercial break. I'm going to give you the mayor's name, and I'm going to give you his phone number. I think you ought to call him and tell him that, whatever you think, I'm outraged that the police would shoot this dog. Now, if enough of us call him, it's going to be a problem for the city. I'm going to give you the mayor's name, Daniel Juarez. Daniel, J-U-A-R-E-Z. Daniel Juarez, J-U-A-R-E-Z. And his phone number. At City Hall, Hawthorne, California, 310-349-2910. 310-349-2910. 310-349-2910. Give him a call. Tell him whatever you think. I'm going to post his name and number on the website for the article. Let's say, cops shoot and kill dog, arrest and jail the cops. I'm going to put his number and name right there on the website, so you can find it. Tony, I guess that's what we're talking about, standing up, right?
Well, in the context of being a community, not just, you know, you can't fight the conventional system of the government, even as a group. Waco attests to that. But if you were a decentralized and yet still homogenous people that stood up collectively and individually, you can see exactly how you can paralyze a nation. That's exactly what Egypt is doing. 17 million to 21 million of a country of 100 million, and mostly youth, by the way, are standing against a country. And people need to stand up. Stand up and be part of a collective people that stand for the ideals and values of what the Independence Week is all about, Vinny, and not believe the lie of happy holidays like you mentioned at the beginning of the show. This is, in terms of a non-religious holiday, this is a very important holiday for all Americans. This is not about Atlan, the Mexican America. This is about the independence, where the British fought the British and ended up becoming Americans. It's very important to remember that. This is the foundation. Forget what your schools or whatever else teaches you. This is really the foundation of what America stands for. And the documents that came out of this, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, things we had to study to become citizens, are very important documents. And guess what? The one thing they hate, the new America hates, is the God written in those documents. The God that the founding fathers held very highly. They hate it. And anything that hates God today is being promoted by this administration and the previous one, I might add. And that sort of stuff needs to be the foundational values need to be taken up. People, when they sit and give thanks at Thanksgiving or give homage to those that died for the independence of America today, need to ponder the history that is behind this country and stand up for the things that it stood for that it no longer stands for. Man, if I could stand on a hill and say that and get people to rise up and go their own separate ways and talk to their neighbors and, you know, when people stand up from the crowd, you become a target. Well, so what? Okay? You know, if you're not afraid to die because you know where you're going, and I'm one of those, then stand up. Quite simple.
Tony, last night before the meetup, I thought about something that I was going to say, something I've never said before, and here's what it is. I did not say this. But I wanted to say, I want you to think about people who you really loved who are no longer with us, people who have passed on.
Right.
And think about what their reaction would be if they saw what was going on in this country right now, the surveillance, the wiretapping, the treasonous, traitorous acts by the governments, by people not standing up for what's right and wrong. How would they feel? How would those loved ones feel? My father would be furious.
Yep.
Tony Pache, you can call him 417-501-1054, 417-501-1054 at the store. Class, you can meet him at the Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. Three-day pass, $18. Thank you, Tony. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.